Yeah, that's interesting. And maybe let's talk about the heat maps now. So that's obviously one of the, you know, one of the core things that you guys do. And really, you're measuring basically how much fuel consumption there is per meter. Now, do you want to break that down and kind of give us an example maybe of why that's valuable?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, we started this work. It was purely on the request of a customer. And generally speaking, our customer driven initiatives tend to have the most impact, unsurprisingly. So we had a customer that wanted to identify, you know, areas of the mine that could benefit from road maintenance. And so we started by taking samples of the fuel consumption rate, which is typically reported as consumption per time, liters per hour, for example. And so we built this map, and then we kind of laughed when we saw the result, is that the entire map was made up of two colors. And so one of the rates that we saw very regularly was the full load consumption rate. And then the other rate we saw was kind of the idle or downhill travel rate. So there really wasn't very much useful information. And what we came to establish is that in a hard rock environment where you're traveling down long, deep ramps, what typically happens is the driver is foot to the floor when he's climbing into the pit. And so the thing that actually varies is not so much the fuel consumption per hour. And while that does vary a little bit, what tends to vary is the speed the truck travels. So we started looking at fuel consumption per meter of travel rather than per unit time. And then as soon as we did that, the map told a very different story. And so now the heat map is a rendering that kind of shows hotter areas on flat ground or climbing ramps. But then you can really quickly identify visually areas where the fuel intensity is kind of peaking and getting into those hot reds and dark crimsons. And so, you know, in our first experience, we highlighted five of those points to the first customer that ran this use case. And then they chose one of those five points as their first to attack. And what they discovered was that on the way into a dump, there was kind of a dip and then a climb. And then that climb out of the dip was well above their targeted ramp grade. And so by kind of using dozers and graders to fill in that dip and smooth things out, they were able to bring that area right back into a kind of a cool blue targeted fuel consumption. So it's been quite impactful.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Like when I was working in mining, we were looking at bringing on some of sensor data. And I was looking at, like, I was doing some financial analysis on like bumps in the road, and you really find that graders are just ridiculously important, because like if your roads are flat and straight, you can drive faster, the safety's better, your fuel consumption's low. Like there's so much positive impact for that.
There's a big impact on operator health as well, right? So they take a good shake even on the best of roads on those haul trucks. And if you can smooth things out, you know, you do your operator backs a big favor as well.